Should Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word? So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Same-sex marriage is not the only goal of the gay rights movement. It's becoming clear that another goal is the suppression of Americans' First Amendment right to criticize the gay agenda. The gay lobby tried hard to censor criticism by passing a national hate crimes law. Fortunately, Congress did not pass that law, but gay activists are obviously trying to achieve much of the same effect through political pressure and intimidation. The head of the U.S. Office of Special Counsel in the Bush administration, Mr. Scott Block, has been targeted for termination because he removed sexual orientation from the list of anti-discrimination laws protecting employment at federal agencies. Mr. Block discovered that his Clinton-appointed predecessor, Elaine Kaplan, had unilaterally inserted sexual orientation in the list without any statutory authorization, so Block removed it. The gay lobby retaliated, starting 5 investigations against Mr. Block. After all 5 cleared him of any wrongdoing, the response by the gay lobby was to initiate a 6th investigation. Reportedly, Scott Block has privately been told to resign. Letters from supporters caused the White House to back off before the election, but it is apparent that the Bush administration hopes Mr. Block will go quietly. There have actually been very few complaints against the Bush administration about job discrimination against homosexuals. Mr. Bush just appointed open homosexual Mark Dybul as U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator, and when he was sworn in with the rank of ambassador, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice praised his wonderful family and referred to his partner's mother as Dybul's mother-in-law. If Americans don't resist these assaults on free speech, we may be headed down the Canadian road where dozens of Vancouver postal workers just refused to deliver mail they called homophobic.
Would you like a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's best-selling new book called The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It? If you commit to starting a study group on judicial reform with at least 4 of your friends, we'll send you a free book, plus a study guide to show how you can help stop judicial mistakes. Send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, feed your faith and your doubts will starve to death, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. They're still having trouble at Taco Bell. That old E. coli bug just keeps showing up. Here I see it getting out in Minneapolis. The E. coli outbreak that began in Iowa, now in Minnesota, with 14 apparent cases to Taco John's restaurant in Albert Lea.
Taco John is not the same as Taco Bell.
It's not.
I don't think so. No, no, it's not.
Well, but darn. Well, then that dog, I was going to blame that dog.
You still can't.
Well, they don't.
Maybe he's got a dog.
Taco John? No, they, I don't know. See, I know so little. I never go to those kind of places. I just don't. Now, you bring me a breakfast every morning. That is a... What do I get every morning for breakfast?
If we were in California, it'd be a Carl's Jr., but here in the Midwest, it's Hardee's.
See, you know all that kind of stuff. You amaze me.
Well, it's because my mother used to work for Burger Chef.
Really?
You remember Burger Chef?
No.
Which Hardee's bought out Burger Chef. But it used to be Burger Chef and Jeff, and when I was a kid and my mother worked there... I thought that was the greatest thing, that one of their mascots was Jeff, and of course, I'm Jeff, and so she would bring me burgers, and I would eat them.
Well, what was Jeff? Was it some kind of an animal?
It was just a cartoon. He was the co-chef to Burger Chef. He was Burger Chef's assistant. Burger Chef and Jeff.
Oh, he would be like Ronnie McDonald or something.
Well, yeah, he'd be one of the gremlins or burgers or something, yeah.
Darn, that blew my story. See, that's what happens when you don't know what you're talking about. See, I always say, you know, I do the best I can. But I did not realize that Taco John was not Taco Bell, but I know now. But anyhow, it's a taco, and it's the same nasty stuff, and it's got E. coli, they think, and both Albert Lea, Minnesota, and Austin, Minnesota. Those two southern Minnesota restaurants get their produce from the same supplier as the Taco John's in Cedar Falls, Iowa, where nearly three dozen people developed E. coli symptoms earlier this week after doing there. Now, that with that in mind, remember the other morning we came on and I said, hey, all this stuff you're not supposed to eat, you can eliminate a lot of your problems if you just quit eating, period. That would stop the whole problem. Well, Lee Pitts, who is one of my favorite people, came out with a typical restaurant menu, what it should look like, and it's going to be that way, he said, just as soon as we get all of the FDA and all of the government agencies involved in telling us what we can eat and what we can't. He goes through the whole menu. For appetizers, buffalo wings. And he assures you that no buffalo were harmed in the making of this dish. Mountain oysters, guaranteed to include no factory-farmed oysters. Now, for those of you who don't know what mountain oysters are, those, how do I explain this politically correct. Those are the little hangy-down things under the little boy calves that makes would-be bulls, and you take them out, they're steers. That's what mountain oysters are, guaranteed to include no factory-farmed oysters. For breakfast, the menu serves eggs. These eggs were produced according to compassionate standards and have been certified by the NBA, NFL, NAACP, and NASCAR to come from cage-free, organically raised, free-roaming chickens from a stable home environment. Then they serve ham. The pork was produced by Duroc Sow. Identification number 35459834625. That's with the animal ID tag. We have no idea where your cook came from, but the sow, who everyone affectionately referred to as Sally, led a long and healthy life, died of natural causes, and was harvested in a somber, stress-free, non-denominational environment. For lunch, you can get an avocado sandwich with French fries. Comes with your choice of bread made from grain that was not genetically modified or altered in any way. The avocados were grown in Mexico by Juan Esperanza, who has had a lifelong interest in Mayan history and is happily married with two children, ages 10 and 4. The French fries have been certified by the Sierra Club as being earth-friendly, having been cooked in oil that had previously been used in the crankcase of a Purus automobile. Dinner. They have salmon patties, and no worms were drowned in the catching of these fish. Steak, the delightful entree, was drug-free and cleaner than most major league ball players. The meat came from cattle that are free-roaming, organic, and natural because the rancher had poor fencing as it was too cheap to buy any medication. The roadkill chicken with turnips, a range-raised and free-farm piece of poultry brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, who invite you to enjoy the taste of recycling. The excitement of vegetables and the end of private property as we know it. Then they have certified chicken. This is free-range poultry that tastes just like the roadkill chicken but costs $5 more and comes with a sharper knife. Lobster. The lobster was not dropped into a pot of boiling water while still alive, but instead was allowed to die of old age in a rest home for feeble crustaceans in Hollywood. The chef's special is a rack of lamb. A rare treat to find an entire carcass that was not previously dined on by wolves, bears, or mountain lions. The salad is spinach salad with a delightful acid wash dressing guaranteed to kill the E. coli. Beet salad. The beets were grown in humane, cruelty-free surroundings, and Tibetan monks hummed kumbaya as the beets were gently reaped. The children's menu includes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The peanut butter contains no peanuts. The butter contains no trans fats. The jelly was made from organic grapes that were allowed to rot on the vine before falling on an air mattress. We'll be right back. You're listening. Is this common sense? Well, let's call it that. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
So my timing just wasn't very good because I didn't know that we were going to get in this discussion about the difference between Taco John and Taco Bell. So I didn't quite get through Lee Pitt's menu, but I enjoyed it, and I hope maybe you would too. Let me finish with the dinners and the drinks. The they have an AARP senior citizen special on this menu. Organic macaroni and cheese made from low-carb pasta and drug-free cheese that came from non-ozone-depleting grass-fed cows. The dairyman never once mistreated or even raised his voice to any of these cows. The drinks. And the milk is the only drink on the menu. It contains no BST, BSE, ABC, CBS, NBA, or any other abbreviation, and came from cows that were certified as happy cows. Now, I like this. I like the rest of this comment here. It was certified as happy cows by the American Institute of Psychiatry. The cows ate, and here's why they're happy. The cows ate organic feed and had a complete background check by the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Homeland Security, which is more than we can say about the chef. The cows were gently milked and are not clones. Their calves were conceived without the use of embryo transfer or artificial insemination, which would explain why the cows are happy cows. This menu was printed on recycled paper using soybean ink, is totally digestible and tastes and just like chicken. There you have Lee Pitt's menu. He says that's exactly what we're going to be eating, he said, in a very short few years, if the politically correct get their way. Now, we have several callers here, and Jeff, do I have time to take Mike from Texas? Hi, Mike, you're on the air.
How you doing, Derry? Do you know how to make a taco-eating chihuahua dog sound like a cat?
I think we had that on the air the other. Let's let the dogs and cats alone today. I got in all kind of trouble over there.
Yeah, that was me. I needed to let you know something. It just blew me away. I was listening to George Norrie last night. Interesting guy, coast to coast. He had a gentleman come on who was a former former scientist of Monsanto, and he told George that when they were doing research, that in order to do all this genetic splicing and gene modification on plants and vegetation and vegetables, they were actually using bits of E. coli bacteria to splice in.
Really?
I didn't know if anybody in the audience, your audience, or someone might check up on that. That just sounds, that sounds dastardly to me.
Well, you know, at first they said when they were making these, and we're going to take a break. Stay with me through the commercial break, would you? Would you please, Mike? We're going to do that right now. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest. Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, we're back. Mike, you might reiterate what you just said about the fellow from Monsanto.
I'll go ahead and do that. This gentleman got on George Norrie's show last night, Coast to Coast, and George was talking about E. coli and the lettuce and all that, and he stated that he used to work there and that he knew for a fact that they were using E. coli genes and bacteria to splice the genes into these this lettuce as part of their genetic modification program.
Into the lettuce?
Yes, all the agricultural products.
Okay, now
bits, pieces of the genes. Well, for example, E. coli. Apparently, there's something in E. coli genes that they consider to be beneficial, and they're chopping it into this stuff.
Okay. Back when they first started doing gene splicing, and they first came out with Roundup. Roundup, of course, is the herbicide that kills just about anything that grows green.
Right.
And they came out then, and it hadn't been that many years ago, with Roundup Ready soybeans. That was their first commodity that they sold. And they said, and the story that was out at the time, and I don't know where this came from, but I heard it someplace, and it sounded realistic, that they just found weeds or crops or something that would grow and Roundup didn't kill. And then they found the gene and they spliced it into their soybeans. Okay, so I was always under the impression this was a gene out of a weed of some sort. And then later on, when you look at their research and I've never really looked at their research. But I've talked to people that have. They said, no, it's bacteria. They use a bacteria to get that gene out of. Now, to my knowledge, nobody I ever talked to ever mentioned E. coli. But, you know, I don't know what it is. So it's very possible.
It's very possible, and it's, well, I tell you what, I don't eat where the dog eats anymore. I just don't. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. There's going to be, I guess this is going to be a little longer comment here, but there's going to be a report come out tomorrow that goes right along with what I've been telling you for the last couple of days, and I've lost it. What did you do with it, Jeff? It has to do with the budget deficit report. Here it is. See, I always blame Jeff or Beth. Anytime I can't find anything, you can bet one of the two of them had something to do with it. All right, here it is. Yesterday, if you remember, we talked about John Williams, who published the Shadow Government Statistics. And he went into great detail as to what's happening to the U.S. dollar, why it is losing in value as it is. And I'm not going to go into a lot of that today because we covered it very thoroughly yesterday. But he's now saying that tomorrow a financial report of the United States is going to come out. He said it's a little-known report that Congress has mandated and that the Treasury Department publishes each year. It's the 2006 federal budget. And he said it is going to show an astounding $3.5 trillion in the red, not the $248 billion that was previously reported. Now, they're going to do this tomorrow morning. I don't know if we'd have time to get it or not, Jeff. Would you know how to get that early? They're going to do it at 11 o'clock. Let me see. Maybe it's on the same time we are. I don't know. I'll find that here in a little bit. But anyway, they're going to put this report out tomorrow morning. And William says that you're not going to know about it because, he said, the mainstream media will not report on it. He said it's not the type of news that Reuters, Bloomberg, and Wall Street Journal like to broadcast to investors and the American public. Besides, the financial press won't take the time and effort to analyze the figures and comb through the footnotes because most financial reporters aren't accountants and wouldn't know anyway. He says, why is there such a huge discrepancy between the two figures? All right, now he says this report is going to show not the $248 billion, but $3.5 trillion deficit. And here's what he says. He says the $248 billion amounts to a cash flow analysis. On a cash basis, the Treasury takes all the tax revenue, including Social Security taxes, as current income. He says the trick is that Treasury essentially steals the money that comes in on Social Security taxes without accounting for any offsetting Social Security liabilities. The Treasury gets to report a federal budget deficit that dramatically reduces the real figure. Now, let's put it in terms that you and I can understand a little better. But let's say that you're wanting to up your books a little bit and make your financial statement look better. So you go to somebody and borrow $10,000. Well, that's going to make your financial statement look $10,000 better unless you tell the truth and show the books, let the book show the note at the bank and call it a liability. Then you haven't done anything. And this is exactly what they're doing. They're taking the IRS money, I mean the Social Security money, and they're not putting it in as a liability because, hey, they're going to have to pay that back out. Anyhow, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
You like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-221-7188 now. And in just minutes, you'll see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment in half. If a 50% lower payment and the security of a low fixed rate sound good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-221-7188 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188.
Gold prices inched upward Wednesday following oil prices higher, but dealers predicted metals would be range-bound for the rest of the year in the absence of a clear price trigger. Gold closed in New York up 40 cents to $627.50 an ounce. Silver slipped 8 cents to $13.72 an ounce. The current commodity bull could last until 2014 to 2022, according to commodity expert Jim Rogers. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
Merry Christmas. Hey, this is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. I'm here to give you the best Christmas presents you ever had. You breadwinners who will soon be laughing on the outside while the presents are open and crying on the inside over your soul you just traded to the moneylenders. We've got to get out of debt. With the new bankruptcy laws, debt crimes cannot be relieved by bankruptcy. Remember Mother England, debtor's prison? There's no difference whether it's a love and caring debt, a rough times debt, or a stupid debt. They're all dangerous. Here's your Christmas gift. The Fearless Task Force is now capable of helping you get completely out of debt. It doesn't cost you, and if your situation qualifies, you save thousands of dollars and be debt-free in an unbelievably short time. You can also help us help others do the same. Call 800-409-5633. Email steve at efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. Merry Christmas.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he keeps his girlish figure not by dieting. The trick is not to eat as much as he used to. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, talking about this budget report that's going to come out tomorrow morning, as I mentioned, it's going to show a completely different picture than what the government wants you to see. And this has been made possible by Congress. They require this report every year. But as this gentleman Williams says, you don't hear about it because most of the news media is going to skip right over it. And the news media, such as Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg and the people that really are involved in the finances, don't want folks to know this. But they show a deficit of $248 billion when it's really $3.5 trillion, and it's because they take the Social Security money. They use that money on the asset side, but they don't use it on the liability side. And it's not really. It's just like if you borrow money, you can say, okay, I've got another $10,000 cash. Yes, but you also have a note at the bank. And if you have a true net worth statement, and your banker's going to know whether it's true or not, that's just going to wash. Well, they're not doing that here at all. And he says when you figure all liabilities, including Social Security and Medicare, the real deficit is huge by comparison. And he says it's about $3.5 trillion. He says then, the United States government's negative net worth widened, now this was last year, to $49.4 trillion. For the first time now, total government liabilities have topped $50 trillion, and the number is continuing to grow. The United States is bankrupt, he says, whether the Bush administration wants to admit it or not. Now, Williams goes on to say, even if the federal government confiscated every penny from every business and every person in the United States, we'd still have a federal deficit. In other words, that $50 trillion doesn't even exist in this country. Williams says there are lots of people who know that the federal deficit is in the trillions. The problem is that few dare sound the alarm. The magnitude of the budget deficit problem is just too enormous, and neither political party has the courage to address the problem. You'd think when Hillary runs that she'd get right on that and say, hey, you know, she made $100,000 trading cattle on the futures market. She could surely get this thing straightened out. Anyway, Williams says the United States is bankrupt, with less than one-tenth of the actual deficit being reported each year. A cumulative negative net worth exceeding $50 trillion has built up in stealth to where the total obligations of the U.S. government are now more than four times our annual gross domestic product. The Treasury numbers in this financial report of the United States are hard, and the doomsday is not far off. Still, the Treasury is going to report the numbers on Friday, and he said, I don't expect you to hear much about it. Williams says, indeed, the unfolding fiscal nightmare likely will entail a hyperinflation and a resulting collapse in the value of the dollar. Now, let's talk about hyperinflation just a little bit. I hate to keep quoting my grandparents, but they remembered what happened in, they weren't there, but their parents were in Germany when it took a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Now, that's hyperinflation. Now, is it going to get that way here in the United States? We have no idea what's going to happen. I do know, and we got the gold market here today. It was $627.50. Silver's $1,372. It's been a couple of years ago that I bought some silver dollars for $10 a piece. And I called the same individual just yesterday, and he said there'll be $14 a piece. I can't imagine that a silver dollar, if silver's worth $1,372, that is, you'd think a silver dollar would be worth more than just the price of silver, but that's what they are, apparently. Anyway, moving along here, but back to that, the silver, those silver dollars, have gone up $4 a piece in the last couple of years. Well, that's 40%. How much has interest occurred if you had your money in a money market? I mean, it just, you can see what inflation is doing. Now, let's go back to hyperinflation again. We all in agriculture lived on inflation for 25 or 30 years. We lived on the inflated value of our land. We could go back to the bank and we could borrow more money because, oh, these land values are up. It didn't make any difference whether we were making any money on the farm or not. It didn't make any difference whether cattle would make any money or corn was. The price of corn had nothing to do with how much money you could borrow at the bank if the price of your real estate kept going up. You could just refinance because, well, look at this guy's net worth. I mean, look, he's got land that he gave $50 an acre for, and today it's worth $5,000 an acre. Gee whiz. Isn't that wonderful? Now, that's hyperinflation. When I was in high school, corn was $2 a bushel, and you could buy a brand new tractor for $2,000. Today, that tractor, at the minimum, would cost you $20,000. I mean, you can buy lawnmowers today that cost $20,000. A real nice tractor is going to cost up towards $100,000, okay? But corn hasn't gone up at all, really. Now, right now, it's $4 a bushel. But, I mean, when corn was $2 a bushel and tractors were $2,000, when tractors went to $20,000, why didn't corn go to $20 a bushel? You see, inflation is good if it inflates everything in a certain way. But let's say that we have hyperinflation and gasoline prices go up to $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon. Lumber, a sheet of plywood brings $100. Food, it costs you what you get at Ronnie McDonald's now for $1.50 is going to cost you $15, $20. Clothing, automobiles, everything you see doubles, triples. That's hyperinflation. But will your salary double or triple? If your salary would do that, that wouldn't be such a big deal. But your salary, the way things look now, is not going up unless you are a CEO with one of the multinational corporations. I saw, what did I see? It was on one of the national television news programs. I should have written that down. But the CEOs at one of the big financial institutions in New York got a Christmas bonus of $25 million. Now, they don't care if it cost you $2 million to buy an automobile. That's no big deal. Not to them. But if cars go to $2 million and your salary stays at $7 or $8 an hour, you're not going to be able to have a car. Simple as that. If gas goes to $10 a gallon, you're not going to be able to afford the car that you already own. So, afford to drive it, I mean. So this is what hyperinflation does. Now, Williams is saying, indeed, the unfolding fiscal nightmare likely will entail a United States hyperinflation and a resulting collapse of the dollar. When this starts to unravel, it will unravel fast. He said, I don't know whether it will be the dominant issue in the 2008 presidential elections, but he says, I believe it will be by 2012. The Treasury Department confirmed to WorldNet Daily that the 2006 fiscal report of the United States will be issued tomorrow. Here it is, at 11 o'clock. That's 10 o'clock our time, so we'll be on the air when they're doing it. So we won't be able to bring it to you tomorrow, unless Jeff knows how to get it off of the Internet some way. Eastern time at a Treasury Department press conference. The Treasury Department declined to comment on the content of the report. WorldNet Daily called and tried to verify all this. They said, yeah, we're going to do it, but we're not going to tell you what's in the report. However, this Williams fellow says he pretty well knows what's in the report. All right. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will still be in China tomorrow. Now, yesterday we talked about that. Because Bush apparently is beginning to become a little cautious, and he sent his top honchos over there to try to talk the Chinese into not taking their money out of the United States. In other words, the Chinese have bought over $1 trillion worth of debt. That would be treasury bills, treasury bonds, etc. And they're talking about, in fact, on Thanksgiving Day, or the eve of Thanksgiving or something, they even made a statement that they would be moving money out of the dollar and into the euro. And that's what Paulson and Bernanke are over there trying to sweet-talk them in, something like that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, they had a little dog problem out in the San Joaquin Delta College there at the university, which is a part of University of California in Berkeley. There's an animal science program there in the San Joaquin Delta College, and they have a little herd of sheep. They have 60-some ewes, and the students went out to work on the yard to feed the sheep early one morning, and there's a couple of dogs in there killing sheep. So one of the students went into the building, got a gun, came out, and he killed one of the dogs. The other dog, when he started shooting, left the country. But they said out of the 60 ewes, 34 were injured, 8 died, and quite a few of them aborted. In other words, lost their lambs. Okay? They said the entire episode probably cost the college about $4,000. Their animal science instructor, Ben Beam, told a story. He said it was 7 a.m. on December the 1st. Students discovered two dogs attacking. A student took a rifle from a gun safe at the farm and shot one dog. Beam said that the students handled the situation efficiently and professionally. But the Delta College, there are lingering concerns, not only with the impact of the sheep loss on its animal science programs, but with the students' access to a firearm. Farm staff notified campus police of the incident days later. County Animal Control was never called. My gosh, he shouldn't have shot those dogs. Let them kill a few more sheep. It might take a few hours for animal control to get there, but they would have handled the dog situation nicely. They would never have shot a dog. There's an industry standard that says farmers and ranchers can protect their livestock, said Delta Chief of Police Mark Bromey. I don't think any criminal intent was in... Criminal intent? Come on! Bromey, however, is unsure if the college district has given the farm permission to have a firearm on their premises and to allow student access to that weapon. Now, anybody, if anybody carries a shooting iron, it's a sheep herder. I mean, everything like sheep. You know, even eagles eat the little lambs. Everything. I mean, sheep are vulnerable. And they're not very smart. But anyway, we're looking at that right now, whether or not it's the farm had permission to have a firearm on the premises. Officials at the Modesto Junior College and the University of California, Davis, said that predatory animal incidents are typically handled by campus security, farm managers, or animal control agencies, and those college kids shouldn't handle a gun. Good gosh, they ought to be over in Iraq doing that. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, and for whatever it's worth now, we have, and it's not news. No, most people are well aware of the fact that we have mountain lions practically in every state in the Union now, but we had one show up near Chillicothe, Missouri. A wild mountain lion has been caught on film by a trail camera in northeastern Livingston County. This is in Missouri now. The sighting was captured by the trail camera owner, Joe Neese, N-E-I-S, I guess his niece, nice, nice, anyway, he's a nice guy, and he got a picture of a nice cougar. The sighting, and here's the part that makes this news, because most of the time, the Department of Conservation says, oh, it was a big dog, it was a big pussycat, it was a bobcat, we don't have cougars. They've lied about this for years and years and years, but now, the sighting was confirmed by the Missouri Department of Conservation's Mountain Lion Report Team. There's so many in Missouri now, so many mountain lions, that they actually have a report team because they're always getting the reports of mountain lions. The animal appeared to be a 12 to 18 month old and in good health, believed to be probably came from Missouri from South Dakota. Now, They go on to say that in South Dakota has 180 to 200 mountain lions, and they produce about 40 per year, requiring the young lions to move away when they leave their mothers. The lion could travel to Missouri in less than a month. Why, he could get down there in less than a couple of days if he really get on the stick and go. And I'd almost bet he got here in a little green pickup truck with an emblem on the side of it, and it probably didn't take him very many hours. It's not that far to South Dakota from northeast Missouri, or northwest Missouri. Anyhow, the lion could travel to Missouri in less than a month. Mountain lions have a range of 12 to 14 square miles and mainly feed on deer. Now, in Wisconsin, they have a problem with too many wolves. And 9 wolves were killed during the fall's deer hunt in Wisconsin, almost double the number of previous seasons, and a likely reflection of growing frustration among people who don't like wolves, the state wolf management coordinator said. I suspect some were intentional. You never shoot a wolf intentionally. You're shooting at a deer. And that darn wolf, they're fast. They can outrun a speeding bullet. And just as you pull the trigger, that wolf will dash right in between your sights and that deer. It happens all the time, like turkey hunting. Those hawks just automatically fly right in front of a bullet, and you're shooting at a turkey. Never fails. He goes on to say, he said, I don't believe that all 9 were accidental. Oh, they were. Come on, feller. That's what Adrian W-Y-D-E-V-E-N Weideman of the Department of Natural Resources said. He said it's very likely other wolves were shot and killed, but the carcasses haven't been found. 4 of the wolves found had radio collars, and hunters discovered the other 5. More than 500 now live in northern and central Wisconsin. Critics believe that the DNR's count of 500 is way low. They say the animals are causing problems and have eroded public support for their protection. Last year, wolves killed livestock on 25 farms, triple the number from years ago. And see, there again, you don't know how many livestock they kill. Now, I don't know much about ranching in Wisconsin. If they come into like a hog lot or something, you'd know if they killed them. If they come into a sheep, you know, into a sheep pen, why, you'd know they killed them. But people that have cattle, they just disappear. You don't know what happens to them. Anyhow, last year they killed livestock on 25 farms. As the wolf population and complaints continue to increase, there is less tolerance for wolves. There's growing discontent, and people are taking the problem into their own hands. People are becoming very frustrated, especially folks that are having to live with them. Now, the Timber Wolf Alliance of Ashland has offered a $4,000 reward, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.